Techonomics on KGO 810. Letting robots control our cars. The idea of autonomous driving is capturing the imagination of the driving public a lot quicker than anyone anticipated. On this edition of Techonomics, host Jason Middleton talks with a student who took an open source kit and turned his Honda Civic into a self-driving car. From Silicon Valley to the plains of Nebraska, autonomous driving is coming soon to a road near you. That's now on Techonomics.
Hi and welcome. It's often said that necessity is the mother of invention. Put another way, Sir Richard Branson, builder of the Virgin Business Empire, says that all businesses exist to solve a problem. Now, this next story is of a young man who has a problem. His girlfriend lives in Colorado. He lives in Nebraska. They're far apart and a long drive lies between them. There's that, and he just happens to be compelled by driverless cars and the technology being used to get more of us into those autonomous driving machines.
And so I took it out on the interstate by myself just to see if it would drive in the dark, because I also wanted to play with it because of my first day of having it up and running, and it worked.
In the next interview, he's going to mention Mobile Eye. It's a collision avoidance software, and its technology is reportedly worth about $15 billion, at least to its potential buyer, Intel. Here's my chat with a young enthusiast about his Honda Civic and an open source software kit that helped him and his idea go vroom.
My name is Brevin Jorgensen. I am a technical consultant at University of Nebraska, Omaha. So I'm a full-time employee and a full-time student. My major is IT innovation. I've been in school for, this will be my fourth year.
Wow. Okay. So you don't have a side hustle. You have two main hustles. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know where you found the time, but I wanted to talk with you about autonomous driving because you have a proof of concept that really intrigued us. And I'm wondering, Brevin, can you just in your own voice tell me a little bit about what you were able to pull off with your car?
I bought a 2016 Honda Civic, the touring model, in March after getting my full-time job. And I've been a beta tester of Comma.ai, which is a startup out of San Francisco, founded by George Hotz, who is a famous hacker. He cracked the iPhone and hacked the Sony PlayStation 4. Mm-hmm. And he decided to build a self-driving car out of an Acura running Mobileye hardware, believe it or not.
Wow.
And then turned that into a startup company. And they were going to originally release a product in December of 2016 and sell it for $1,000. But they got a letter by the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration basically asking for a bunch of different documentation regarding it. So they decided to open source their entire project. And that's kind of where I came in. So when they open sourced it, I'd been following them for such a long time that I decided to order all the parts ahead of time because I happened to have one of the two different cars that would work with it. It only supported the 2016 Honda Civic, now supports the 2017 one too, and then the 2016-2017 Acura ILX. So I actually had a car that was supported. So I ordered all the pieces that they posted online and then got it all in, assembled it, and then flashed an Android phone and got it all working. And then it's just kind of been just a whirlwind from there because different press outlets have picked up on it. And I'm not the first one to do it, though.
Yeah, no, I dig that. But I think the reason you're stood out was because you are so busy. But this is your field. You're an analyst in this space. And so how long did the whole thing take top to tail?
So it took me a couple weekends just because I made the mistake of trying to solder the board that communicates between the phone that's running the software and then the car itself. Huh. There's a board in the middle that allows them to talk to each other. And I tried to solder that myself. And it wasn't easy, so I ended up ordering it pre-soldered. So after I finally got all those parts in, it took about a week to assemble, and then I had never flashed an Android phone before, so that was a little bit of a learning curve. There's better how-to guides to do it online now, and things are a little bit smoother after some updates that they've put out. So anybody could really get it done in a weekend if they had the time.
Wow, okay. Yeah, you know what? I don't know George, but if he's not an anarchist, I swear he is close to it because he believes...
He's pretty anarchy.
Yeah, he is the embodiment of the freedom of information, if you ask me.
Yes.
So what was that first drive like? Were you nervous? Did you watch it? Did you video it? What's going on?
That's a great question. So I assembled it over the weekend, and then Monday I was still having a problem flashing the Android phone. So I finally got it flashed Monday while I was at work, but I had night class on Monday. So I couldn't play with it between work and night class. So I installed it and then went to night class. After the night class was over, it was about 3 hours long, I walked out and it was dark, like pitch black outside here in Omaha. And so I took it out on the interstate by myself just to see if it would drive in the dark, because I also wanted to play with it because of my first day of having it up and running, and it worked. Like, it worked fine in the dark. It actually worked pretty well. It was hanging to the right a little bit, but they fixed that in an update now. And so now it works really seamlessly.
So basically, it's
very impressed.
Are the upgrades coming over the air, like a push notification?
The Android phone that runs it is running a custom Android operating system developed by Comma, and you have to put in like an unlimited data SIM card in it, and then it'll get its updates from the cellular network.
Interesting. Okay. And you mentioned Mobileye there at the top, too. And Mobileye is in the news recently, being bought by Intel for 15-some billion dollars. And Mobileye, as I recall, is the trunk technology, if you will, the tree trunk technology of Tesla's autopilot system. Are you seeing any trends here that you might want to pull out?
As far as Mobileye's trends go, I mean, I'm a follower right now. I'm not a developer of the stuff yet. Hopefully, when I have more free time after classes are over, I'd like to develop, and I'd like to try to use a LiDAR system in the car and see how that goes. But Comma just came out with a new thing called the Panda, so I might try to develop something for that too. But I guess that's probably not the best answer to your question.
No, that's fine. I mean, we were talking a little bit before we started to record about how active this space is. It's very dynamic. 30-some companies are actively pursuing autonomous driving. So you're probably creating a pretty good niche for yourself as far as your skill set goes moving forward. Is that kind of your plan?
My plan is to stay in Omaha for a while. There's not really any self-driving car startups here. But, you know, if one does emerge, I'd love to look into it and talk about being involved, because I really want to get in the space.
So, Brevin, what's next steps for you when it comes to you and your car? And have other people wanted to come by and, like, take a look at it? And have you had to do you have to get gas money from people when they come by? Pitch in a little bit, buddy.
All good questions. Lots of people have expressed interest in seeing it. Local news stations, different magazines and publications from all across the world. I don't know why it's so special that I've done it. You know, anybody can go out and do this themselves if they really want to, but I think there's the little charm in being a college student and doing it. And I think what's next for it is I'm just going to continue to use it, continue to give feedback on their forums. If you're a user of the Comma, or you can go online and download their app and run it on their iPhone or your Android phone, just get Comma points. It's kind of like their gamification system. Mm-hmm. But I'm just going to stay active in the Comma ecosystem and continue to post on my experiences and problems and things that I like, and just kind of try to help them as best as I can as a user for now, and then show it off to as many people as I can, because I'm a really big proponent of autonomous driving, and I think that when people see it, it gets rid of that stigma, because it's a pretty polarizing subject.
Well, exactly. What stands out for you as an opportunity when it comes to autonomous driving? What makes it so appealing to you?
So my girlfriend lives in Denver. I live in Omaha. It's about an 8-hour drive, but it's all interstate. This would be perfect for it. It takes off driver strain, fatigue. You know, the Comma, in any self-driving car for that matter, their sole job is to drive the car. It's not to change the radio station. It's not to respond to that tweet. It's not to send a text message. But human drivers do all of that stuff while they're driving. So my car, in autonomous mode, arguably runs better than the human drivers around me, because it stays perfectly in the middle of the lane and people kind of sway back and forth a little bit just because humans are flawed, where this is, its sole job is to drive the car. So I think there's a really big opportunity in autonomous vehicles when it comes to the future of like safety and speed and clearing up traffic jams and stuff like that. I think there's definitely a big future there.
I'm definitely on the same page with you. I wonder if you have any concerns around this, because as you mentioned, it can be a polarizing topic.
I think as long as people understand what it can and cannot do, there's different levels, obviously. And as somebody who's researched the space, we probably know this very well. But the general public doesn't know that there's different levels of autonomous vehicles, 0 through 5, 0 being not autonomous at all, and 5 being so autonomous it doesn't need a steering wheel in any human interaction. So as long as people, when they start to have more autonomous vehicles that they're selling to the general public, understand the limitations of their cars, which level it's at, what it can and cannot do, I think that's probably the biggest concern that I have, is people just not understanding what they can and cannot do with their cars. But I think once those bugs are worked out, and I'm sure there's going to be some sort of public commercials and stuff running to educate the public on what it's like to drive next to an autonomous car, how you don't need to treat it any different than if you're driving next to a normal human driver and that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. Once that kind of general education is given out to everybody, I think those concerns will kind of wash away.
Okay. Does your car have a name?
It does.
It does? Okay, before you tell me the name, did you name it before you made it autonomous or after?
Yes, before.
Okay, all right. What's the name of your car?
The name of my car is Selena. She's a girl. The name comes from, Selena is Greek for moon princess or moon goddess, I think, if I remember correctly. Uh-huh. And the color of the car is cosmic blue metallic. So the cosmic and the moon thing kind of go together, and I wanted a feminine name because it's a feminine car. At least I treat my cars like, you know, they're girls, you know. She's my baby and stuff like that. So that's right. How I came up with the name.
All right. Brevin, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. Let's check back in with you whenever you get some more upgrades from Gamma, and maybe in 6 months or so, okay?
Sounds good.
That was Brevin Jorgensen, a technical consultant at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. Brevin took an open source software kit, applied it to his Honda Civic, a car he calls Selena, and has been telling that story ever since. Brevin hopes to one day get to take his nearly homemade autonomous car from his home in Nebraska to his girlfriend's digs in Colorado. We have links to this story and the podcast and to the software he used at kgoradio.com/techonomics. We also post related links at facebook.com/techonomicsradio. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.